Yesterday, we were talking about the second of the four cardinal meditations, namely metta, loving kindness. We were talking about its meaning and things to do about metta. The opposite of metta is dosa, or vyabhada, anger, or ill will. When one possesses or cultivates loving kindness, there is no hatred, there is only loving kindness. And who possesses or who can cultivate such loving kindness? For one who wishes for the welfare of others and wishes to have a friendly relations with others. So, first of all, you cultivate loving kindness to a respectable and lovable person. Respectable and respected or respectable, a lovable person means the one who is generous, gives things away to others, and who can speak with sweet words in a sweet manner, possessing virtuous conduct. Such are the lovable and respectable qualities, and we cultivate first of all to such person. Later, we can extend our loving kindness to other persons. So, such is the nature. Namely, one is wishing for the welfare of another. One wishes to be a good friend, or one wishes to behave like a good friend. And in this way, one looks at the lovable aspect and cultivates this metta to a lovable and respectable person, which is realistic. Then, for one who cultivates loving kindness metta, he or she will be free of ill will or hatred, vyabhada. So the mind will not be dry or uninteresting. Because of the metta set known as sinneha, we can cultivate this loving kindness without kanna attachment. Instead, it's just loving kindness, wishing for the welfare of other or others without attachment, craving, or lust. In this way, the mind becomes interesting and not dry. Possessing this metta set, it will be easy to have good relations or friendly relations among individuals if it is applied to individuals, understanding each other's or one another's welfare and prosperity. In this way, one will be able to associate with one another. Either metta can be developed either among individuals or among groups, between groups, or villages, towns, countries, or nations, then all the problems will be solved. This is the kind of practice which is required by all beings, irrespective of race, religion, or nation. It should be possessed by everybody, everyone. So in this way, or for this reason, we cultivate loving kindness to be free from annoyance in the course of the practice. Hence, this serves as one of the guardian meditations. Mudra is wishing for the welfare of others. First of all, you must possess this mentality of loving kindness in the forefront. That means, first of all, you must possess friendly mentality, mitta mind. That should be in the forefront, first and foremost. Which should be followed by verbal actions and physical actions. And verbal actions and physical actions also will be accompanied with loving kindness. So these are the three things. Out of these three things, the first one is concerned with the mental aspect. As is given in the quality of loving kindness metta, hidakara bhavati akana, metta has the promotion of the aspect of welfare as its characteristic. So one should possess this kind of mentality in the first place. That is the mental aspect of loving kindness, wishing others to be free from harm, from dangers, especially the internal dangers, which are more dangerous, more harmful than external ones. What are these things? The internal ones are greed, hatred, and delusion. Indulging in them, not being able to control them, one is bound to commit transgressive actions by body and speech. So this can give rise to kaya dosrita, vachi dosrita, physical, verbal, transgressive, unwholesome deeds. If, however, one cannot control one's mind with the practice of satipatthana, the way of mindfulness, then the mind will be going here and there. There will be a lot of imaginations, wandering, distraction, restlessness. When one encounters lustful objects, one will be overcome by greed or lust or craving, and in the case of hateful objects, there will be hatred, anger, aversion. And if nothing is happening, the mind may be just deluded, not being clear of anything, such as moha, delusion. So we need to protect ourselves or control our mind to be free from impurities with the practice of satipatthana. And first of all, prevent these impurities from arising. Then, if they at all arise in one's stream of consciousness, one will just note and overcome. Such as when one feels lustful or greedy, one will note as such lustful, greedy, and so on, and overcome this greedy, lustful mind. In this way, first of all, you prevent these things from arising. If at all they arise, then you treat it by noting and overcoming. For this, satipatthana is the best method. so that eventually, with the cultivation of knowledge along the path of insight, we will be able to eradicate or overcome latent tendencies of these individuals, which have been with us all along our lifetimes. First of all, weakening them with the practice of insight, and eradicating or cutting them off totally with the realization of path consciousness of the Noble Ones, Ariya Mega. At least you will be able to eradicate the apaya-related, the gross forms of impurities, which will pull you down to the states of loss. And after the path consciousness, you have this fruition consciousness, you can eradicate or you can extinguish all together with fruition consciousness. In this way, this is the method of practice. So first of all, with the practice of moral virtue, sila, you abstain from these impurities and whatever arises in the mind, that means obsessive defilements, will be overcome, will be prevented and overcome with the practice of satipatthana and with the cultivation of insight knowledge. You weaken these latent tendencies of impurities and eradicate totally with the realization of the path and fruition consciousness of the Noble Ones. For this, metta is important. If one cultivates metta, first of all, one pervades this loving kindness to all beings, or to another, or to others, or all beings, mentally. Then at least you will be free from this ill will in yourself. You will have no ill will towards others. So at this stage, the mental aspect of loving kindness is not so strong as yet. So it has to be followed by vachikamma, verbal actions, which is accompanied with loving kindness. Loving kindness, verbal action. Then it will become stronger. Then it should be followed by physical action, physical act of loving kindness. One should manifest this loving kindness by way of verbal and physical actions. In this way, when you are associating with other people, you will be associating in a sweet manner, lovable manner, in a cultured manner, not wishing others to endure suffering. And in this way, you cultivate loving kindness by way of verbal and physical manners. So both the physical and verbal actions must follow the mental aspect of loving kindness. Then only your loving kindness will become powerful. When one is associating between two persons, one should build a bridge, so to speak, mentally, build a bridge of loving kindness. When you are building this bridge, there must be loving kindness involved in it. So first of all, you should have this mentality of loving kindness. In this way, you build up this bridge, that means human relations. Then you perform physically and verbally with loving kindness. then you are said to be preferring welfare of other or others. It is given by this expression, hitupa samhara, rasa, the function of preferring welfare. However, when one is praying for the welfare of other or others, one should not just pretend to do it by having regard or consideration to one's own interest. That means then your loving kindness, mentally, physically, and verbally, will not be successful. It will not be a pure loving kindness. And this also, you cannot say that it is real metta or loving kindness. It is, in a way, it is deceiving. So metta has to be real. Having, wishing, or preferring welfare for others with pure mind, one should have the sincere motive. So we should avoid as much as possible when doing, wishing for others' prosperity, having consideration to yourself. When one is having loving kindness mentally, wishing for others' welfare, then one will be overcoming one's own anger or annoyance over others. Because one is wishing, manifesting by way of speech and body, there will be no anger towards other or others. So in this way, you will not be angry with another person, or others also will not have any anger on you. In this way, you are said to be overcoming mutual annoyance, which is given by this manifestation of loving kindness, agata vinaya pachupatana. Metta has the manifestation of the removal of annoyance. As for genuine metta, it can arise in the minds of those practitioners of Satipatthana after they have practiced to a satisfactory stage, respectfully and carefully. Just as when you are enjoying good food, you remember your loved ones, you want them to enjoy good food just like you yourself. So this way, because you are practicing respectfully, carefully, a way of mindfulness with by cherishing and appreciating the benefits of the practice, even within a few hours, a few days, in the course of the practice, you are able to deepen your concentration, overcoming these hindrances to progress, known as nirvanas. You are experiencing an unusual feeling, because you are all you're seeing the qualities of objects, such as trying, being able to differentiate between the noting mind and the noted object, the rupa, nama, the mind and the matter. You are discerning the mind and matter. And then the conditionality, the cause and effect of these objects that you are observing. And you will come to observe also that all objects are giving place to the new ones, changing. And these objects which are changing are rising and passing away. They will be observed as being unsatisfactory. And they are rising on their own, at their will, not at your will. In this way, you are said to be cultivating the inside knowledge, especially when you come to the stage of instantaneous arising and passing away. You are so much satisfied with your practice that you will wish others to undertake this kind of practice, such as possessing or coming to possess genuine metta towards your nearest friends, loved ones, benefactors, and so on. And you may be mentally wishing to exhort them to take up the practice so that they will also be able to experience the delight of the Dharma just as you are doing, and so on. And since you are also having the opportunity, golden opportunity, within this period of Buddha's dasana, Buddha's dispensation, as a human being, it is worth practicing as a human being this practice of vipassana, inside knowledge, and you feel a great loss for those who have passed away, who have not undertaken this kind of practice. They are not fortunate enough to take up this kind of practice, and you would feel compassionate towards such people, and also you will have genuine loving kindness. You will wish those who are living now, while they are living within the period of Buddha's dispensation, to be fortunate enough to live in this dispensation. You will wish them to undertake this practice so that they will be free from the apaya-related gross forms of impurities, so that they will not suffer, and you don't wish them to suffer. Such is possessing genuine loving kindness. This is a sincere metta or karuna, loving kindness and compassion towards the loved ones and the nearest. Loved ones, nearest friends, and benefactors. By cultivating loving kindness in this way, wishing for the welfare of others, mentally, at least, you are trying to cultivate it, develop it, enhance it, so that this mentality will grow, become energized, become powerful. Then, for those who possess loving kindness, will only look for the interest or welfare of others, then he or she will be having this kind of habit of seeing for the welfare of others, then such a person will be able to forbear, or will be able to be patient, will be able to possess patience, which is a source of loving kindness, metta, from the worldly aspect. You may think that the patience means your own loss, you're suffering loss. However, you are winning victory over yourself. You are winning victory over hatred, your own hatred, which is your internal enemy. In this way, if everyone in this world is able to do that, overcome one's own anger, which is an internal enemy, then the world will be a peaceful place to live in. So in this way, with the loving kindness, you are able to be patient, you are able to be tolerant. With forbearance, you will be building up the real virtues, which are the source of loving kindness, metta. Then, from metta, you will be able to possess compassion, karuna, not wishing others to suffer, or if others are suffering, you wish to remove suffering from others. Such kind of attitude is commendable. In this way, by developing metta, all these virtues will grow. At this point, at this stage, you come to possess real metta as a friend wishing for the welfare of other or others, then the meaning of metta will become very obvious. Wishing for the prosperity of others, and this immediate cause will now be explained. And in all human beings, there are lovable aspects as well as unlovable aspects, or favorable aspects as well as unfavorable aspects in everyone, physically, verbally, mentally, especially verbally and physically. So we have to look at the lovable aspect of other or others, such as his or her manners, culture manners, good manners, gentle manners, lovable aspects, known as manabhava, that is lovable or favorable or bright aspect of beings. Instead of looking at the bad aspect, unfavorable aspect of beings. Because everyone has good aspect as well as bad aspect. Or as much as one has bad aspect, one also has good aspects. So one has got to look in a constructive way, with sincerity, such as the genuine loving kindness, genuine metta. One should be straightforward, not in a crooked manner, but looking at other or others in a constructive way. Then one is bound to see the lovable or favorable aspect in other or others to whom you are going to pervert loving kindness. So such are you look at the qualities, such as the quality of generosity, dana, lovable aspect, how he or she associates with others in a lovable manner, sweet manner, honest manner, he or she, the possession, his or her possession of good conduct, and how he or she does things for the sake of others, So in this way, if you look carefully with genuine metta, in a constructive way, you are bound to see the favorable aspect in other or others. So in this way, if you can do that, your genuine metta will become very strong. And there will be no annoyance, you'll be overcoming anger or aversion. You just wish for the welfare of others, because you are seeing only the lovable, constructive, favorable aspect in a constructive way. So if you look, you are bound to see. In this way, automatically, you will be able to pervade loving kindness to such a person. This expression is given as satana manava bhava dasana padatana. That means the proximate cause of metta is seeing lovableness in beings, or favorable or brighter aspects in beings. This is an aphorism in our language. The meaning of that is, the first one is, we should wish for the welfare of others, and we should conduct physically and verbally for the welfare of others. And we will overcome annoyance and become peaceful. And that it will be pleasant, lovable. And we are encouraging love and friendship among ourselves. This is the gist of the aphorism that we have just recited. So Sarah wants to repeat after me. We should wish for the welfare of others. We should conduct for the welfare of others. To overcome annoyance. And to be friendly among all. We should encourage love and friendship among us. So with the exhortation that may all beings in this world be happy and peaceful, with loving kindness, we come to the conclusion of this.